When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my next guest here on The Late Show is an actor you know from shows like Grey's Anatomy and Little Fires Everywhere. He now stars in the new Netflix rom-com Your Place or Mine. Please welcome Jesse Williams.
Wow.
Lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Stephen, can I just start by saying what a huge fan I am of yours? I used to sit in the audience at Colbert Report.
Oh,
me
you
and
did?
My brothers, we would come and
really?
Watch you. Since
wow.
Strangers with Candy, Daily Show.
Strangers with Candy.
Colbert Report is just the
holy
most
cow.
Incredible written and performed show on television for so long. I'm just a really huge fan. I just want to give you your flowers.
Well, that's me. Really lovely. Thank you very much.
To be able
lovely.
To be here now after.
I am really enjoying this interview right now.
I gave like
well, you're
four
busy,
times.
Really a busy man yourself. Okay, you just finished you wrapped up Broadway play in the Tony Award winning Take Me Out.
That's right.
Now, you're in one of the most fun shows out there right now. You're in season three of Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It is. I mean, to be able to, what an honor and a pleasure to spend time with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
It's wild.
What is it like for you to hang with
it's
those
guys?
It's
wild. I just started shooting the show. Steve and Marty both came to the play, actually, and took me out to dinner.
Nice.
We had a really long dinner, and it was, I grew up, you know, as we all did. Like,
sure.
These guys are just the titans, so I'm just in awe. Completely in awe, and so far, so good. My first day on set was with Meryl Streep, Paul Rudd, Martin Short, Steve Martin,
no pressure.
Selena Gomez.
No pressure.
It's awesome.
Wow.
I'm just so happy to.
So 10 years on Grey's Anatomy, right?
Yeah.
Or almost 10 years,
yeah.
10 seasons
yeah.
on Grey's
yeah.
Anatomy. The lovely Ellen Pompeo.
Yep.
But what was it like? What's it like to stretch your legs doing comedy now? Because it's a slightly different beast.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to learn and completely fumble, but I'm learning and trying to play around with some of the comedy stuff, being a little lighter. It's a little more kind of my natural disposition and these people who I really admire, and the writers are incredible. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be able to get that balance. Also, so much of my work, I do a lot of social justice work and a lot of things around really serious issues. So
yes.
It's nice to kind of have a balance and just fill your soul in many ways. So
when you're doing Grey's Anatomy, did you ever, do people ever think that you knew about medicine?
Oh, yeah, a couple times. It's odd, and I've said this before, but I've been on a plane two different times when they have said, is there a doctor on board? Somebody needs it. And they look at me. and I say, the one thing you know about me for sure is I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But yet and still,
you're
it's happened two different occasions.
That good of an actor,
occasions.
Man.
I mean, that's a good way to spin it.
And you just go up there and just keep acting and go, we're losing him!
Yeah. Still. Mm-hmm. Have another gin and tonic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, okay, with all this work that you're doing, which is great, you know, as an actor, when you're not working, you feel like you'll never work.
Yeah, for real.
When you are working, you feel like you'll always work, but you do need time to wind down. What do you do for fun? What's your off-time activity?
For me, I think the greatest piece is being on the ocean, being out on the water.
I've
got a ton of family in New England and in Maine. I grew up sailing and from being a very small kid, racing widgeons, and my, a lot of family members are boat builders, and we've got some
boats. Builders. Okay,
boat
that's
builders,
serious.
And sea captains, and my
sea
brothers.
Captains.
For real.
So
for
you're
real.
A crusty old dog,
yeah,
is what
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, salty dog.
Salty dog. So what is open ocean
open,
sailing?
Yeah.
Racing, that kind of
in
stuff?
In the cove, or? Out in the bay, open ocean. I've done 5-6 day trips at one without touching land on a schooner.
Wow. Just saying the word schooner.
Yeah.
Makes you seem salty.
Five-day trip with two of my good friends on a sleuth, 30-foot sleuth up from Providence up to essentially Nova Scotia almost.
Wow.
So, yeah, I love being on the water. That's certainly one of my very peaceful places.
Nothing like being on the water at night with the stars.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Do you fish when you're out there?
I haven't spent a lot of time fishing. I'm about to take a vacation and try to do some fishing. Mm-hmm. I've done up in Maine. I have as kids we mackereled. The mackerel would run in August, and you know,
king mackerel, Spanish mackerel,
Atlantic mackerel. Sure. There, yeah, little 10-inch
wet ones.
They just run on the top of the surface. I mean, kid, we'd have a bailer and throw a line out, and they just jump in the damn boat. I mean, it was pretty. So I don't know
it's
if I call
exciting.
That fishing.
No, that's fishing.
But
that's fishing.
I remember my brother taking my bailer full of mackerel and just after the whole day doing it, just throwing it overboard. He didn't know. He was like 3.
Sure.
But
sure.
I hold it against him every Festivus.
As well. You should. You're in this new rom-com.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Your Place or Mine.
Yeah.
With Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
We have a clip here. What are we going to see?
I believe that this is when Reese and I first meet. She's got a ridiculously large beverage. That's like a garden salad. Mm. And it's when we first encounter each other, and that lends itself to a little romantic entanglement.
Who do you play?
Theo Martin, a famous book editor in New York City. Mm-hmm. So a literature guy, and that's how her and I connect. She's a writer, editor, and you know how this thing goes. We've got similar interests and some fireworks.
Jim.
Theo Martin. I've read every Duncan Press book.
Wow. Well, not every book. I mean, no way.
Yes, way.
Okay. 870-page tome set on a pirate ship in the South Pacific.
Hobart's Horizon. I read it in 2 days.
All right. Spy novel set in Crete.
Ocean of Lies. I mean, one of the best. I kept saying for a week, E my Costa Copes.
Sorry.
That's Greek for
I'm a spy.
Sure.
All right, I got it. You did not read the Dust Bowl book because no one read the Dust Bowl book.
Where the Rattlesnake Sings? I bought it the day it came out.
That was you? I'm pretty sure we only sold the one copy.
That was me! I bought it!
Zoe Cha was great in that. It's great.
Jesse, lovely to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Your Place or Mine is on Netflix now. Jesse Williams, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.